Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Getaway Friday, October 23rd, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour. And we were talking about a lot of things there before we went to break. We were talking about the local candidates' night last night here in Marion on this station, talking about the presidential debate, the final presidential debate, which took place last night. We were talking about how to fix the YouTube app on the Roku device, and also talking about pizza places in general. And I still would like to know, it's not a pizza place in Marion City, or even in Marion, let's put it that way. But there's a place I'm forgetting. I have now tried Belly Buster's. I have now tried The Dugout in Caledonia. But there is a place, now Berwick, we heard about Berwick, which I've eaten Berwick, but it's been so long ago, I don't remember. And I used to work in that bank, which was next door to the Berwick when I worked there. Now apparently is part of the Berwick. And you can eat in that safe that I used to get money out of when I worked at the bank, so that would be a unique experience. I haven't been back there since that's all taken place. I'm not sure what year that bank closed. That was a very unique bank. I didn't have a drive-through window. It was a very old-fashioned bank, but a fun bank to work at. So, we've talked about the Berwick, but well, you know, there used to be, when I was working at that bank in Green Camp, they had a branch in Richwood. And I used to work in Richwood as well. And I remember getting pizza, but mostly taco salads, from a place in Richwood called Bert and Ernie's Pizza. Bert and Ernie's. And I think they were pretty well known. I think they were the only pizza place at that point in Richwood, which would have been early 2000s. Does anybody know, is Bert and Ernie's still opened over in Richwood, or does Richwood have a good pizza place at this particular point? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And there is one that I'm forgetting. I wish I knew what the pizza place I was forgetting. It's within a 20, 25, 30 mile radius of Marion here. It's kind of like Belly Buster's and The Dugout. But there is a pizza place somewhere. Gosh, I wish I could remember the name, because I think it's the only one I have not tried yet, now that I've had Belly Buster's and now that I've had The Dugout. But there's one somewhere in this county. I believe it's still in the county, but I cannot remember the name of it. So, does anybody know, is Bert and Ernie's still open over in Richwood, or do they have any good pizza places over in Richwood? And what is that pizza place that I'm forgetting that everybody always says is so good, but is within, well, let's say within 45 minutes of where we are? Give me a buzz if you know. 740-383-9944. Or if you would like to mention anything else about pizza, let me know. You know, we talked about this before on the air, but I don't think necessarily in this way. I will say this, that one thing we have not talked about on the air is burgers. Now, I would say that burgers, as far as availability and what people like, is probably only second to pizza. I hear more people say they're going to get pizza than burgers, because when you go to a fast food place, I guess you can get other things than burgers, so not everybody always gets a burger. But burgers are super popular. There are very few restaurants that don't have a burger on the menu. Now, my question to you, which very rare that we get a question on the air that has never been asked before, but who has the best burgers? Now, this can be a fast food place. This can be a sit-down restaurant. This can be a local place. This can be whatever. Now, I will tell you this. Probably most of the places you will mention, I have been to. Because I do like burgers. I wouldn't want to eat them every day, but I do like a good burger. So I usually try the burgers if I'm going to an establishment for the first time to see how they are. So in your opinion, who has the best hamburgers and why? Matter of fact, this past weekend, I was over in Lima at a very famous burger place, Cupie's. So there's that. Oh, and I also wanted to talk about Cupie's for a second. I was going to bring this up earlier on in the week. I told you I went over to Lima. It's the second time I've been to Cupie's. I was there during the Christmas of 2018, I believe it was. That was the first time I'd been to Cupie's, and I went there this past weekend. But it's funny because I posted a picture of myself at Cupie's on Facebook. On social media. And the funny thing was that everybody has a Cupie's story, which is funny to me. And oh, I'll tell you why I'm talking slow now. I think when I fix the YouTube app, did I tell you I fixed the YouTube app? I'm telling you, I'm a little fuzzy this morning after staying up late last night. During the break, for whatever reason, I was able to fix the YouTube app on the Roku. And I don't know why, but it just took all of a sudden. When I went in there and turned the television on, I went to YouTube again, and it gave me the same error message it gave me last night, which was, we can't install this. Your wireless connection is not good. And so I thought, well, why is this happening? And I went to another app, and it worked fine again. So then I went back to YouTube, and all of a sudden, it magically installed YouTube again, reinstalled it, and it worked. But now I think I forgot to shut the television off because I was just hearing music in the other room, and I think it's from leaving the television on. So I'm going to have to shut that off in the next break. So I have fixed the YouTube and Roku problem. I feel like a million bucks now because of that, because I was having such an issue with that last night. Okay. The Cupie's story. Back to burgers. So, I'm over and I'm eating the burgers at Cupie's this past weekend, and came back to Marion and posted the picture that I had been at Cupie's last weekend. And by the way, Cupie's has to do with Cupie dolls. That's what it's all about. So, I've been to Cupie's, and people were private messaging me and also commenting on the post on social media the history of Cupie's. Now, this is not the, what do I want to say? This is not the history that Cupie's has put out. I guess this is myth history about Cupie's. And it just reminded me how sometimes stories get passed down decade after decade after decade, and you really can't tell if they're true or not, because everybody involved is dead. But the two stories that I got about Cupie's, which again, I'm not sure if either one of them are true or not, one was that there was a guy who had worked at Cupie's who learned the hamburger recipe, who took the hamburger recipe and then moved to Columbus, Ohio, and opened up his own chain of restaurants and sold hamburgers. Now, this person did not say the name of who the person was who did this, but it was pretty clear that the person was Dave Thomas. So, did that happen? I don't know, but here's why that story is suspect to me. Only because I attended, this will sound crazy, but many years ago I attended Dave Thomas's funeral. Don't ask why, it's a weird long story, but I attended Dave Thomas's funeral. I think he died in 2001 or 2002, so I attended Dave Thomas's funeral. It was in Columbus. Now, I have done a lot of research. I've read Dave's book. I have watched Dave's documentary that was on one of the networks about being an entrepreneur. Now, I have eaten at what was the original Wendy's, which is now closed. It was on Broad Street, across the street from what used to be Cosi. Now, here's what I know about Dave Thomas from out of his own mouth in his documentary and out of his own mouth in his book, or I guess out of his own hand and pen. Dave Thomas said the inspiration for getting into the fast food industry came from working at KFC. He admitted that. That's no secret. He had worked with Colonel Sanders at KFC and learned how to run a business and so on and so forth from Colonel Sanders. Dave Thomas admitted this. And Dave was not an old guy when this was happening. Matter of fact, Dave was not an old guy when he died. I think he died from kidney failure, and he would have only been in his 60s when he died. So I'm thinking that the original Wendy's would have opened up 50s or 60s. I know it was before the 70s. So if that's true, Dave would have only been probably in his 20s or 30s when this opened up, when the first Wendy's opened up. So I don't know, because he would have spent his days before working for the Colonel at KFC. And he, as a matter of fact, I think he owned a KFC franchise at one point. So how this whole Cupies thing came about, I really do not understand. Very peculiar in my opinion. Oh, by the way, tonight I want to let you know that on WMRN, 1490 AM at 7 p.m. tonight, high school football continues. Worthington at Harding tonight. Worthington at Harding. Jeff Ruth will be along. I think John Cusio does the games with him. So tonight at 7 p.m., Jeff Ruth and John Cusio, 1490 a.m., WMRN. The high school football playoffs continue. Worthington at Harding tonight. I know there are a lot of Harding fans who listen to this station. Harding alum. I'm a Harding alum. So that's tonight, 7 p.m., 1490 WMRN. The playoffs continue. Don't miss that. Now, we'll be on the air tonight, 8 to 10, and we'll probably get the scores for that, but don't miss the game. It starts an hour before we go on the air, and a lot of times, to be honest with you, these games are over before we're off the air. Most of the time, they're over before we're off the air. So tune in, or, you know, I've heard, I had never thought about this till a gentleman called in a couple weeks ago, but he said, and I never thought about this, but 1490 a.m., WMRN, the original talk station here in Marion, is exactly opposite us on the dial, because we're on the FM side, obviously, 107.1, and 1490 AM are exactly opposite on the dial. So a gentleman called in a few weeks ago and said, well, on Friday nights, when we're both doing live programming, all he's got to do is just flip his radio from AM to FM. Because we're in the exact same spot. You don't have to touch the dial. I never thought about that. But that's true. So, there you go. That's how you listen to these programs on Friday night. You stay with Jeff from 7 until 8. Well, 7 until 8:15. And usually when we come on the air, they're usually in halftime. Then you, from 8 to 9, you just flip back and forth. You flip that AM and FM button, and you get both stations. So if you didn't know that, now you know. But tonight, Worthington at Harding, 7 p.m., 1490 a.m., WMRN. Always good to listen to a local sports, local school, local commentators. That's always a good thing. Now, back to the Cupies thing. So I don't think, in my own opinion, that Dave Thomas ever worked at Cupies. Now, I'm not saying he didn't. I don't know for sure. But in his own book and in his own documentary, it's my understanding he got the idea from working with Colonel Sanders at KFC. So, but yet, that story came about when I said I had eaten at Kewpie's this past weekend. Now, the other story, plowed right on top of that, was that, hold on, a matter of fact, let me pull this up because I've got the, I don't want to misquote, heaven forbid, I don't want to misquote something that may or may not be true. So let me find the Kewpie's picture so I can get the exact other assertion that was made. And again, I'm not saying that these were wrong or not. Oh, here's what the other one was. The original Kewpie's was in Toledo on Monroe Street. Now, again, that could be true. I'm not doubting that. But I know that the Kewpie, there are three Kewpie's in Lima. I know that the Kewpie's that I was at, which is right down in the theater district in Lima by the big convention center, it boasts that it was the original Kewpie's. So I don't know how the original Kewpie's would have been in Toledo. I don't know. So there's that. So this is what I'm talking about when it comes to history. Now, this is not so much about the history of Kewpie's, although it is. This is about how history gets a little twisted as time goes on. Because the problem is, once everybody's dead who was involved, Dave Thomas is dead, Colonel Sanders is dead, the founder of Kewpie's is dead, we really can't substantiate a lot of this. It's and you know, most of the time these stories we tell aren't firsthand on our behalf at all. It's just stuff we heard. So does anybody have any knowledge of this when it comes to Kewpie's? I was thinking of hamburger joints. I thought the Dave Thomas story was he worked for Colonel Sanders, not at Kewpie's. And again, it's my understanding that the original Kewpie's is the diner that is in Lima, down in the theater district, not starting in Toledo on Monroe Street. But if you know that this is true and that I am wrong, feel free to correct me because we want correct information. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you would like to talk about the candidates' night here last night at the station, which I thought went very well, or the national presidential debate, the final one that went on last night, we can talk about that, or your favorite pizza place, or, well, I'm just trying to remember the pizza place that I'm forgetting. We talked about Dugout this morning. We talked about Belly Busters, which I had for the first time last night. We've talked about the Berwick today. We've talked about all the ones in Marion City and County. But I there's one that I know that I'm forgetting that somebody said that I should try. Because now that I've been to Dugout and Belly Busters, I know there's one that I'm missing. So if anybody knows what that is, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944, or if you'd like to mention your favorite pizza place, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And how we got on the topic of Kewpie's was talking about who has the best hamburgers, because I believe only second to pizza are hamburgers. Every place you go, fast food or sit down, tends to have a hamburger on the menu, just about. Now, who has the best hamburgers, in your opinion? Now, this is certainly an opinion piece, because you might like somebody's hamburgers better than somebody else's hamburgers. And it's interesting, because a lot of the fast food places, and a lot of the sit-down places, too, have modified their burgers. For example, you know, at Wendy's, you can get a cheeseburger, but you also can get a bacon cheeseburger. That seems to be Wendy's Big Sandwich. And of course, McDonald's Big Sandwich is the Big Mac. And of course, Wendy's Big Sandwich is the Whopper. And of course, Rally's is the Big Buford. I don't know if anybody else has a signature sandwich as big as those, but those are the ones. And really, I don't even think the Big Buford. Now, maybe taste-wise, it's there with the Whopper, the Baconator is what Wendy's calls it, the Baconator, in the Big Mac. I don't think that Big Buford is probably in that category as far as popularity, but if we're just talking about those three fast food places, and we're talking about those three sandwiches in particular, the Baconator, the Whopper, or the Big Mac, this is kind of like the Pepsi Challenge. Remember the Pepsi Challenge years ago? Which is the best? Which is your favorite? Would you, if it was your last meal, and they said you got to have a Whopper, you got to have a Big Mac, or you got to have a Baconator, what would you have? We're going to take a little poll here this morning. I'm going to write this down, and we're going to see who wins. Is it going to be the Whopper? Is it going to be the Baconator? Or is it going to be the Big Mac? And why is that your favorite? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Hey, I'm from Richwood, and Bert and Ernie's closed up several years ago.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I like Bert and Ernie's.
It was owned by the Ford dealer, and right across the street, Doughboys was owned by the Chevy dealer, and they're all gone now. The Chevy dealer's gone, the Ford dealer's gone, pizza shops are gone.
Oh, so Richwood doesn't have a pizza shop at all now?
Yeah, we have two now, but they're Wildcat and Denny's.
Wildcat?
Are the two in town now.
You know, I know Bert and Ernie's was primarily a pizza joint, but I used to get their taco salads, which were very good.
Yeah, they had quite a good menu of other food as well.
Yeah, well, that is a shame to hear that Bert and Ernie's. So they've been closed for quite a while now.
Yeah, several years.
Now, are the pizza at Wildcat or Denny's, is that good pizza?
It's all right. So, I wouldn't drive real far to get it, but it's all right.
So being a Richwood person, when you want pizza, where do you go?
Payne's.
Oh, you come to Marion and get Payne's.
Yeah.
Now, what is it, because we had somebody call in hour number one about Payne's. What do you like about Payne's?
Just the fresh toppings and just overall good pizza.
Yeah. Now, do you have a thought on your favorite burger?
I can't think of anything that really stands out right now.
You know, is that place, because when I was there in Richwood, the three places to eat, one was Bert and Ernie's, the other, and now correct me if I'm wrong on this, the place that became the Carlisle, was it originally called the Carlisle? I thought it had a different name.
Well, it was Tracy's when he first was in there.
Yeah,
I mean, it's still Tracy Carlisle, but he called it Tracy's originally.
Yeah, because when people...
And then he moved to Delaware for a while on 23, and then he came back to Richwood, then he called it Carlisle's then.
See, I would have been there between 2000 and 2003, and I did not remember it being called the Carlisle.
There was somebody else in there when Tracy moved to Delaware. There was somebody else that opened it for a while, until he came back, and I can't think what it was called then.
Yeah, I think that's the place I remember. And the other one, I said there were Bert and Ernie's, there was that place where the Carlisle was, and then there was that place which was kind of like a half bar, but...
That'd be the Villa. The Villa?
The Villa?
Villa Restaurant, yeah, the bar.
Now, what...
They have very, very good fried chicken and baked steak.
Yes, yes,
They have specials each day.
So that was called the Villa. Has it always been
the
called
Villa.
The Villa?
Yeah, for a long time, as I can remember.
Now, is it still over there?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's not, because where the bank was, I think the bank, the Farmers State Bank that I worked out, I think it's a hair salon now.
It's actually, it's a pharmacy, Richwood Pharmacy.
Oh, now it's a pharmacy.
That's where the bank was, I think.
Well, when I was there, I'll tell you that here's a strange thing. And this would have been, like I said, heavily I was over there in the year 2000. I moved to the Green Camp branch. But
okay.
When I was there, there were three banks in that town. And I could never understand how Richwood could support three banks. There was a commercial savings over by the school.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Richwood Bank, which was downtown in one of the old downtown buildings.
Still there.
Oh, that one's still there. Now, Commercial Savings out of business
no.
now?
Richwood Bank's the only one in town.
Yeah, and Farmer State, the one that I worked at, was, if you know where the Carlisle is, you go down that road,
Yeah, like right behind it.
Yeah, it's all glass.
Yeah, on the corner.
Yeah.
That used to be a car. That was a car dealership many, many years ago.
So it's a pharmacy now.
It's a pharmacy now, Richwood Pharmacy.
Isn't that something?
It's owned by Tim Sheehan, that owns Prospect Pharmacy.
Oh, how about that?
He has Richwood Pharmacy also.
Well, that's interesting.
That's a very good business.
They're down to one bank now.
One bank. Richwood Bank's been there since the 1800s.
So the villa was behind what was the bank, which would be the pharmacy now. So that's the villa.
Yeah, it's like the next block, block north of where the pharmacy is now.
Because those were, if you wanted a steak, you would go to the villa. If you wanted a taco salad, you'd go to Bert and Ernie's. And if you wanted anything else, you would go to that restaurant, which I say, I don't think it was the Carlisle at that point. But
we missed the Carlisle. That was the best.
Now, it ended up in Delaware, and now it's over here in Marion. But how was their business in Richwood?
They usually had them standing outside waiting to get in.
I wonder why they left. I mean, just didn't open up another branch.
I don't know. Never could figure that out.
That's interesting. So what's in there now where the Carlisle was?
It's called Kelly's Kitchen at the restaurant.
Now, are they doing well over there?
Not the best, no. Of course, the COVID hasn't helped the situation too good. But
No. God
their
knows.
Their business wasn't anything like Carlisle's.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that Bert and Ernie's is out, because I thought they had a pretty good pizza.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate all the information, and thanks for listening.
You bet. Thank you.
Stay well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. Now, see, I love a call like that. Somebody right over there in the Richwood area listening this morning, giving us all the information. I never understood when I was over there working in around 2000 how Richwood had three banks. But we all had business. So I don't know. Apparently that's no more. They're down to one bank. But when you were going into Richwood, over by the school, you had the Commercial Bank, Commercial Savings Bank. Downtown, you had the Richwood Bank, which apparently is still there. And then we were, if you know where the Carlisle was, just up that street, that's where Farmer State Bank was, which apparently is now a pharmacy. So that's how it goes as time goes on. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So the bank I used to work at in the bank I used to work at in Richwood is a pharmacy, and the bank I used to work at in Green Camp is now part of the Berwick, and people are eating in the vault that I used to work in. So there you go. That bank is long. That bank chain is long gone. One's a restaurant and one's a pharmacy. I thought somebody told me it was a hair salon at one point, and maybe it could have been, but it's a pharmacy now over in Richwood. Well, I guess if I ever wanted to go on a tour of banks that I once worked at, I could go over to the restaurant and have a good meal, and then I could go to the pharmacy and get some Tums or something after a good meal, if I ever wanted to do the visit of the banks that I worked at. All right. Question, though, is doing a poll this morning of the three big fast food chains, and is Wendy's, I think it's the Baconator, I would say that's probably their signature burger, but Baconator, Whopper, or Big Mac, if you were forced to eat one of them, who would you choose? Which one would you choose? Would you choose the Baconator, the Whopper, or the Big Mac? And why would you do this? 740-383-9944. I'll tell you another big discussion that comes up when we're talking about these fast food places is the fries. You know what? I hear more people talking about the fries than I do, honestly, about the burgers. I hear people who say, I've always loved McDonald's fries. I go to McDonald's just for the fries. And then I hear people say, well, Wendy's changed their fries a few years ago. Now, some people love it, and some people hate it. That seems to be the story on Wendy's fries. Now, Burger King's fries, I don't know. They're just, I don't hear too much about them. I don't hear a whole lot of discussion. So if you want to comment on who has the best burger or who has the best fries, and I know a lot of people like those seasoned fries, you can comment on that. 740-383-9944. Where do you go if you want some good fries? Where do you go if you want a good burger? Those are the questions that are in front of us this morning. 740-383-9944. Taking a trip down the old food aisle this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Your buddies down there at Stewart's Red Bear Stand, they do a pretty good garbage burger.
You know, I've never had the garbage burger down there. I've had the cheeseburger, but I don't think I've had the garbage burger.
Now, as far as, like, my favorite from the fast food, Whopper. All day long, it's got to be a Whopper.
Really? Now, what is it about the Whopper?
Just the vegetables they put on. I mean, you get your pickle, your lettuce, your tomato, your onion. It's the perfect. They cover all the bases.
Now, if you're going for fries, where do you go?
McDonald's, hands down McDonald's. And here's a little tricky trick. You always get them, those salt, because they're guaranteed to be fresh and hot. And then you just reach over, not in front of the attendant, but the cashier or whatever, but you just reach over in your glove box, and then you get out your trusty salt pack, and then you put enough on to where your lips not roll. But sometimes they'd be a little too salty.
Oh, so what you're saying is that they make them all with salt, so if you order them with no salt...
I had them to where I couldn't eat them because they put... I can't have my legs getting swelled up, Scott. So I get them fresh, and then I just put as much... Sometimes you don't even need to put salt on them because there's so much salt filled up on that scoop that boom, there's your salt.
So they are... Because here, to be honest with you, I don't eat fries really all that often. I do. I mean, I'm not against fries. But I did not know that McDonald's fries were extra salty, that it could
sometimes,
cause...
Sometimes.
I didn't know it could cause swelling.
High blood pressure? Salt?
Well, yeah, but I mean, wouldn't... I mean, if you... Like, let's say you have Wendy's fries or Burger King fries. Would they cause swelling?
Well, if they've got enough salt on them to choke a horse, they will.
Well, has that ever... Because I know Wendy's, they use
you
that...
You ain't never had fries that had too much salt on them?
Well, I probably have, but I don't remember swelling up anywhere.
When you get all thirsty and your lips are raw, you can't have that.
But now Wendy's uses the sea salt. Now, is that better?
Salt. Either way, it's a good thing, but it's too much. You can have too much of a good thing, Scott. Let's switch gears here. Has anyone said anything about Baker's Pizza?
No, and okay, where's Baker's at?
I don't know. My friend, she keeps going on and on. Is it Alfred, maybe? My friend's been there several times, and she says it's really good. I've never been there. So.
You know, I was in Upper last weekend. I don't remember seeing it. You know, there is a Domino's in
Dallas. Bucyrus. Maybe is it Bucyrus? I'm sure somebody will call it and correct me. Maybe it's Bucyrus. I don't know. I've never been there, but she's talked about it several times about the Baker's and it says it's pretty good.
Now, have you ever stepped outside the box and had Belly Busters or the Dugout?
I don't get past Little Caesars.
Oh, you don't get past Little Caesars.
That is a real good pizza for $5. You cannot go wrong.
Now,
I raised my kids on Little Caesars.
Now, I hate to bring this up, because I certainly understand that it's affordable.
If this is something about fruitcake, just stop, right?
No, it's nothing about fruitcake.
Okay,
although that's coming up.
That.
We're about to get into that season.
No,
this is nothing about fruitcake. It's about Little Caesars. And I hate to bring this up, but that's an interesting place. And I know that one of the big appeals of Little Caesars is the $5 pizza. But either people like you either seem to love it or they hate it. They despise it.
Too much middleman, huh?
No, there's no middle ground on that, and I can't figure out why. Because now, is the love because of the price? I mean, if you could get, if all pizza places served $5 pizza, would you still be going to Little Caesars?
Okay. A close second is Papa John's, but you're going to spend between $12 and $15 probably for a pizza. So, yeah, I think Little Caesars, you know, with having the $5 deal, that's kind of what pulls me in. But it's also a very good pizza. I like a thick crust. The sauce doesn't leave a funky aftertaste in your mouth. They're not stingy with their cheese. they're usually, like they say, hot and ready. You can just sit through and have dinner in about, 5 minutes?
So you do like Little Caesars, but in the grand scheme of things, it is an economical choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Papa John's is pretty darn good, too. But like I say, that's a little bit more highfalutin.
Highfalutin. Well, where do you stand on Domino's?
I could take it or leave it.
Now, see, Domino's has always been my favorite. I mean, and it literally is my favorite. Now, I don't know if this dates back to childhood, because in my house growing up, Friday night was pizza night. And back in those days, it was the Domino's 30 minutes or less. So if they didn't get it there in 30 minutes, you got it free.
Which one was it that had that cheese stuffed crust?
That's Pizza Hut. I think they still have that.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good idea. Some of these ideas these people have aren't very good, but the cheese and the crust, that was a good idea.
Good idea. Well, I don't know if it was a chain or not. I think maybe it was Godfather's, which was here in Marion for a long time. A lot of people used to... That was a very different kind of pizza.
It was good, but that was a little too rich for my blood.
Was Godfather's pricey? I don't even remember.
I sort of thought so.
Do you remember Pizza Chef?
No. I mean, I remember that we're going back a ways. I don't really remember it.
Going back into the recesses of everything.
Yeah, the cobwebs of my mind.
Well, I appreciate the... And we're going to do the Family Feud probably after 10 o'clock.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's exciting. Get ready.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open. We love the calls. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know where Baker's Pizza is? Is it Bucyrus or Upper? When I was in Upper this past weekend, the only pizza place I saw, and I drove quite a bit around the town, was Domino's. Domino's is downtown in Upper, right across from the Shawshank Redemption Courthouse. Or I guess the courthouse in Upper just in general, as they would say. I don't know where Baker's Pizza is, to be honest. Go ahead, caller.
I just heard you mention Baker's.
Yes.
That is where, especially on Friday and Saturday nights after football or basketball games, I know that a lot of Ridgedale people go there, and, of course, all the Crawford County schools go there. Sometimes you can wait an hour or more on a Friday or Saturday night just to get into Baker's.
Now, where is Baker's?
It's right downtown Bucyrus on the Route 4. It's on the right-hand side of the road.
Oh.
And it's right downtown.
Now, see, have you ever had Baker's?
Many times.
Now, what's is it good?
Yeah, I don't know if I can pinpoint specifically, but, yeah, it's very good, and it's not that expensive.
So if you were going to the chair, where would you have your last pizza? Which is your favorite?
I still like Pizza Hut.
You like pizza? Now, do you get the stuffed crust?
No. I'm not a huge cheese person, so I just get the regular crust.
Just the regular crust. Now, tonight, and I know you're not going to tell me who's going to win here, but how good is Worthington? Is Harding in for a long night?
Harding's been in for a long night every game this year.
They've had a long season.
Yeah, now they're playing, Worthington's 2-5, but Worthington plays a top Division I schedule. Yeah, Harding's going to have to play really well tonight.
Now, as far as football team, are all the county schools still playing at this point?
Pleasant opted out. They lost last week, and I talked to their coach last week, middle of the week, and he said he told his players, we play till we lose, and he said once we lose, we're done. And as he said, and he's got a good point, he said, I got an All-Ohio, football player is going to be playing college football next year. He says, I have an All-Ohio wrestler. And he said, we're out of the playoffs. If I would put them out in a meaningless game and, kid would blow out his knee or break his leg or something like that, he said, I couldn't live with myself.
So
some teams are deciding once they lost in the playoffs not to play anymore. Now I know River Valley picked up Buckeye Valley for tonight. And a lot of these games tonight, were just picked up, you know, in the last few days or maybe last week.
And I don't mean this as a facetious question at all, but at this point, River Valley has lost in the playoffs. Harding has lost in the playoffs. Ridgedale has lost in the playoffs. What's the point now? I mean, what is this?
Well, and that's kind of what Aaron Cook from Pleasant told me, because, you know, how much, you know, even if you get better in the next 2 weeks, you have nothing to show for it at the end of the season. You know you're going to be done next Friday night. And some teams have elected to do that. I think with a lot of teams, you know, they're going to maybe play a lot of their, you know, maybe sophomores and juniors, you know, see what they can do for next year, maybe try and build a little bit of momentum. Because it's been a rough year for Marion County football, there's no doubt about that.
Certainly has. Well, tonight, Worthington at Harding, John Cusio and yourself, 7 p.m., 1490 a.m. WMRN. Thanks, Jeff.
That is correct. All right. Hey, thanks. Talk to you later.
And now we know that Baker's Pizza is in Bucyrus, Ohio. So if you want to try Baker's, it's over in Bucyrus. 56 and a half minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear about your favorite fries. Fries are a big thing. And I've noticed with French fries, a lot of people definitely like McDonald's, and we got the tip earlier on the McDonald's fries, but a lot of people like to go to local places to get their fries, not franchises, because they're home cooked. They're really sopped in grease, it seems like. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. It's the Richwood caller again.
Yes.
Baker's is very good, and also Pizzanello's in Bucyrus is excellent.
I've never heard of it. What's Pizzanello's all about?
Well, they have a pizza buffet, or they used to have. They probably don't now since the COVID, but they had a pizza buffet, and it was excellent. Pizza, salad, everything was delicious at Pizzanello's.
And that's Bucyrus?
Yes, right behind Wendy's.
Pizzanello's.
Downtown.
Well, perfect.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
And also, the hair salon is about two buildings north of the... where the pharmacy is in Richwood. I just happened to think of that.
Also, the hair salon was never in
the... On the same street, but about two buildings past that. And it's still there.
What's the name of the street? I couldn't remember it.
That would be Fulton Street.
Is it Fulton? Boy,
it's on the corner of Fulton and Ottawa.
Ottawa, that's...
Right on the corner.
Yeah, our address at Farmer State was Ottawa. I remember that
now.
Yeah,
Ottawa and Fulton. The hair salon's actually on Fulton. To be north of where the bank was.
Now, if I happen to be in Richwood at this point, where should I go to have dinner?
Probably the Villa.
So the Villa's number one now.
On Friday's or Thursday's fried chicken day.
Fried chicken.
Still on Thursday.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Again, phone lines are open. Interesting food conversation today. And you know what? I think Friday is the big food night. I think it's even bigger than Saturday. I don't know how that happened. But I've noticed that restaurants seem to be busier on Friday night than Saturday night now. Don't know why, but that's the way it is. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe it's because it's payday. Friday's payday for a lot of people. Maybe they go out and eat. That's the big... thing. So now we know that Baker's is over in Bucyrus, and also there's a place in Bucyrus called Pizzanello's that you can get good pizza. Apparently a pizza buffet at one point. We don't know now because of the pandemic, but you can always call ahead and see what's going on over in Bucyrus. Is there any other one that I'm forgetting? We've got Baker's in Bucyrus. We've got Belly Buster's in Waldo. We've got the Dugout in Caledonia. We've got all the places here in Marion. We got the Berwick over in Green Camp. Apparently, Richwood doesn't have a great one anymore, but, you know, that happens. LaRue, I don't really think has any good pizza places. That's awful if you live in LaRue and you like other... because I know they have a couple pizza places over there in LaRue, but I don't remember... there being a great pizza place in LaRue. Now, maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong on this, let me know. 740-383-9944. And by the way, I do call it LaRue. Not LaRue. LaRue. All right. We're taking a break. Obituaries, news and weather coming up. And then we're going to come back and probably most likely play the Family Feud. So don't go anywhere. Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in this thing, and I must say, a little flask, because it was colder than...